WIRX.
Hey, good morning. 8:43, Brock Hunter.
Let me show that comparable to Home Improvement.
Nothing. Nothing even close, man.
You know?
I mean, there's some other really good ones, but nothing that I think matches
that.
Are there
any shows now, like
not, but
like,
I don't,
like Laugh Track, like the, you know, the old.
But that was in front of a studio audience, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
No,
that
I don't think.
A laugh track, you're right.
I think it's the one in front of the live studio audience, and two, just the way it was filmed and the way it was done. I don't. Sitcoms nowadays don't do the same. They just.
Well, what is? Are there sitcoms that still have? You know, like the
live audience,
the live studio audience, or
no.
It's all like Breaking Bad and Ozark and
yeah. It's all dark and brooding shows and crime shows and whatnot nowadays.
You know?
Yeah.
I enjoy as well, but yeah. Nothing comparable to what it was like in the 90s.
You got Heidi, Jill, all those hot babes.
Jill, you're more of a Jill guy.
Yeah, well, for sure. Absolutely. If I had a choice, come on now.
You put Jill up next to Heidi, and we're talking Pamela Anderson, Heidi.
I'm taking the hot mom. Come on now.
You're going with Jill.
MILF. Sorry, I have a problem.
You do. Oh. You love the freckles.
I do. You tell she's been in the sun a lot. Okay, enough of my obsession with MILFs. We have to get to it. It's time for everyone's favorite new bit.
Yeah, drop that beat, man.
You got it.
Yeah, drop that beat, DJ.
Just got to set the mood. Here's a preview. Hey, it's not copyrighted. It's fine. How about this? On Saturday, in your stupid quickies, a man in Utah was arrested after stealing an excavator and driving it a mile to a grocery store where he started ripping up the parking lot. It's unclear what his motive was. How about drugs? Drugs was his motive.
Drugs, maybe a little motivation. You know what, though? Just in the midst of that story, of you just saying that, imagine the power. Like, I've never been in an excavator. And,
it
like,
would be fun.
You know, had the power of, like, dude, I could really F anything up.
Yeah.
Anything around me.
I just, you got to be rock hard.
If
be
I wanted to
rock
be.
Hard the whole time, right? Like, just that's how I would be.
Man.
All that power underneath you, right in your haunches.
Nothing stopping you.
Nope. Especially the drugs you're on, too. That'll add to it.
Ain't stopping you either.
Being high on meth in an excavator, forget about it. That's the most deadliest creature right there.
Get you going.
A white guy high on meth in an excavator. Look out. How about this? Crackle Barrel. You know, Cracker Barrel. Recently announced they're adding vegan Impossible meat as an option to some of their dishes, and they got blasted on social media. And a lot of diehard fans upset that they've gone woke. People upset.
Enjoyed Cracker Barrel for what it was.
Oh, you got some of that vegan crap? F you, Cracker Barrel.
Dude, you know what pissed me off about Cracker Barrel? They changed the syrup years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it still kind of tastes the same, but it's not 100% pure maple syrup anymore.
Isn't that the real thick clog your arteries, instant diabetes stuff is what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Give me the straight, give me the Brimley.
There's some places that just don't mess with it. Like, you trying to keep up. I'm not knocking Cracker Barrel.
You're successful for a reason. Yeah,
like, I'm not going to Cracker Barrel, all right? For healthy options, I'm going there for a gigantic plate of fried food, right? Yeah. I want that southern goodness, all right? That clogs up my arteries immediately.
Yeah. Where else can you play checkers by the fire and then go to the gift shop for your food to come?
That gift shop's dangerous, man. You know how much money I've spent at the gift shop in Cracker Barrel? Sometimes just go there and shop around.
Look around. You always buy something you really don't need.
Oh, everything. Yeah. There's nothing in the Cracker Barrel gift shop that anyone needs. Anyone needs.
Got a few puzzles from Cracker Barrel.
Well, look at this. A Paula Deen cookbook. I'll take that. And then a giant macrame checkerboard. Wonderful. Wonderful. It's lawn checkers.
The checkers, though, by the fire. Classic.
How about this? We'll end with this. The Rocket City Trash Pandas are a minor league affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. They had a fireworks show go awry on Friday where the fireworks began shooting into the crowd.
Oh, God.
Luckily, no one was injured. Okay, Hunter.
You know,
serious question. Haven't you ever been to a fireworks show and you're kind of hoping something goes wrong?
something a little weary, you know?
Right.
I mean, not when I'm, like, close to it, but yeah.
Like, if you're phone up back.
Hey, you know what? Go get Matt Malone across the way. Look, ask him about fireworks shows.
I'm not saying I want little Timmy to take a mortar to. All right. I'm not saying that. But let's be
Malone
honest.
Malone took one to the balls.
Oh, that's for you know sure. What? You hit one friend with a firework, and all of a sudden you're not trustworthy with fireworks, okay?
You know what, Brock? I thought all of those mortar launchers were screwed down.
I've already explained myself with that. I'm not taking the blame. But
it
let's
was Ben,
hey,
for sure. It was
let's,
Ben.
Let's call a spade. No one died. We had a great time. Quit being a pussy about it, all right?
Your wife almost died, too. She was right next to him.
One little firework goes awry, and everyone's freaking out.
Country guy took a firework to the balls.
He's fine. He's fine. He can still have children.
Tight jeans. You know, it's real tight around that region, too.
You know, if he would have been
country jeans.
If he would have been wearing some JNCOs, that would have just got caught up in the pant. He would have been fine.
A little extra material.
Wrapped up in there. So, anyway, again, I'm not saying I want Nana to take, you know, a whistling kitty chaser to the neck. But still, though. Still. All right, folks, there you go. That
I don't think you'd do a hoedown for sure.
Your stupid quickies for a Monday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Dennis Regan.